And another story our partners in London have been working on, it's about the Sleeping Lion. Sounds like a pub, but it's not. It's actually a pearl that's just sold at auction in the Netherlands for close to $375,000. Here's Anna Holligan with the pretty amazing backstory.
A rare, glistening gem created entirely by Mother Nature. The pearl weighs 120 grams, a little more than your average bar of soap, and is almost 7 centimetres long. But those statistics only tell a fraction of this story. Dr. Hanko Zwan is from the Netherlands Gemological Laboratory.
Why is it so special? First of all, it's extremely large to begin with. Second, it's a natural pearl, so it's not cultured. So most pearls we see today are all cultured. The third thing is that it's not from salt water, but from fresh water.
The extraordinary jewel is thought to have been formed in Chinese waters in the first half of the 18th century during the Qing Dynasty. Sometime around 1765, the pearl was moved to Jakarta, at the time Batavia, by a Dutch merchant from the Dutch East India Company. And here's where the detail gets murky. It was then shipped across to Europe, probably violating the Chinese Emperor Qinglong's ban on the export of large pearls. When the Dutch merchant passed away, the pearl was auctioned off in Amsterdam in 1778 and acquired by Catherine the Great, Empress of Russia. Catherine displayed the pearl at the Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg until 1796. In the tumultuous years that followed her death, the pearl vanished and turned up in Poland. In 1865, it came into the possession of a Dutch goldsmith and was passed down as a family heirloom for 4 generations. In 1779, it was purchased by the Amsterdam Pearl Society and Herman A. Domese, who's been explaining why he's selling it today.
You can't say, because I need a new car or something like that, but that's not the reason.
A private collector with a very important natural history piece, it had to be displayed in an institution. I think the public had to see it.
The Sleeping Lion's epic journey continues.
The BBC's Anna Holligan reporting.